Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Next Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, is the 50th anniversary of the White Album. And there's a new one. It's a White Album box set. The producer of that is Giles Martin, and Giles is on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Giles.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am well. Yourself, sir?
Very well, thank you. Nice to be talking to you.
Now, your dad had said that this would have made a better single album than it did a double album. And you've got a version that has seven albums.
Yeah, I did it to annoy him. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, listen, I spent a long time with my dad. Some people are aware that I was his ears for a long time.
Yeah.
I'd travel with him, and people, especially in America, we were getting, you know, their favorite album, the White Album. He'd immediately grimace.
Uh-huh.
Because it wasn't his favorite record. It wasn't his favorite record because he had such a bad time making it. Because the Beatles, they made Sgt. Pepper a great experience. You know, he thought he had a handle on things. He was the architect of the sound, and they decided to make an album with no blueprint. So, yeah, he said this. But you know what? It's funny. It's like, you know, it's the same argument we had last year with Sgt. Pepper and where should Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields go on it.
Uh-huh.
It's not a single album. It's a double album. That's it. And it's a pretty good one. So, you know, that's the end of, really.
Along with the remixed version of the album, there are all of these. There's tracks from George Harrison's Escher Studio. There's tracks from Abbey Road that were never used. Tell us about some of those.
What we're trying to do with this project is tell the story of the White Album. So the Escher demos, which actually were the Beatles' home recordings, they weren't recorded at George's home studios. They were recorded, I think, each Beatle had their own tape machine, and they basically laid down demos of their songs. There's 27 tracks. And then you go into the studios, and with the White Album, what they did is they just basically jammed out songs and developed the songs as they went along. And so what we try to do here is go, okay, here are the original acoustic demos. It's like Beatles Unplugged, which sound amazing, by the way. And then here is them, an early take, and you hear conversations in the studio, and this myth of the White Album being this album of the Beatles hating each other. You hear them having a really good laugh making the record.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I felt like I opened a door in Abbey Road and fell through into 1968. And it just reappeared, really. I mean, it's pretty deep and it's pretty big. And so they recorded things like Across the Universe, Hey Jude, Lady Madonna, all of these songs during these sessions. People just don't realize it.
Was there a song that surprised you the most?
There's a few things that, I mean, you know, Happiness is a Warm Gun, I suppose, I had forgotten about in a way. And then we came to mix it. And it's almost like a Zappa song. And it's got such rich textures in it. To mix it is amazing because that fuzz guitar that comes in on, I guess you could say it was a chorus, I don't know really, but
right.
It's that could never be too loud. You know, the White Album's a very visceral album, sort of the record that constantly punches you in the face when you're not expecting it. And that's what I'm sure that's what we're trying to achieve in this mix, actually.
There's a conversation I have with a couple of artists, Peter Frampton and Graham Nash.
Oh, lovely Peter Frampton, yeah.
It's about demos. And how the purity of a song is in the demo. Are any of these mixes, because I know there are demos, and then you've got these mixes that are, well, not electronic. They're working them out in the studio. Are any of them a better version of the song than what ended up being produced?
That's a really good question. It's hard in the Beatles world because each one of their songs becomes so iconic because it's Beatles. And it's so difficult not to be biased in that. There is a certain purity to the Escher demos. But then, you know, the way the Beatles recorded is they were, there was no click track, you know, there was no thing to give them tempo. And so it's essentially, they generally chose the right takes. The thing about, if you knew Paul, and I'm sure John was the same, and George was the same, Ringo's the same, but I know Paul very well, he never, ever holds back. It's like he's sort of in a cage, and you put him in front of a microphone, and off he goes, you know, even now. And I think that was the case in the Beatles. So they never wanted perfection. They wanted performance all the time.
Well, each one of them had such iconic songs on that album. Back in the USSR for Paul, Dear Prudence for John. Of course, While My Guitar Gently Weeps for George.
Yeah, I mean, there's a great outtake of While My Guitar Gently Weeps where it starts with George ordering sandwiches, you know. I'll have a cheese and Marmite sandwich. And then they start, and Eric Clapton's there. And during that, you know, there's a few verses of One Way to Any Weeks with, bizarrely, halfway through, Paul starts playing Let It Be.
What?
It's like, you know, really? You know, he had this one now, did he? You know, that's the thing, you know. It's a slightly different version of Let It Be, but he's still playing Let It Be. it's that thing where they didn't stop creating, and you can hear the atmosphere in the studio, and the atmosphere is kind of warm. And I always thought the White Album had a cold atmosphere, but it just isn't.
Well, it's in stores now. The Beatles White Album, the special anniversary release, presenting new mixes in stereo and 5.1 surround sound, plus with previously unreleased demos and session recordings. Oh, wait till you hear the session recordings. It's available at a store near you. Giles Martin, our guest. Giles, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, listen, it's so great to meet you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.